It's 8:54. You're listening to the Culture and Language Bridge Show on KSUB. And we're ready with our next language lesson. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Bhavna. I'm from India. Today, this morning, I'm going to talk about grammar structure, pronunciation, and some of the dialogues in Hindi language, along with giving you an overview about Hindi language. So, if we talk about Hindi language, Hindi is the national language of India. Written Hindi employs the Devanagari script, which contains 10 vowels and 40 consonants. Bars on the top of the symbols make them distinct. Since Hindi is a phonetic language, the phonetic means the word is pronounced according to its spelling and follows the written form. Also, the Hindi language draws its most of the vocabulary from Sanskrit. So, now I'm going to talk about grammar structure in Hindi language. In terms of grammar structure, Hindi has 10 sentences that are similar to English, such as present simple, past continuous, etc. But there is a lack of correspondence in their use to express various meanings. So, multiple times we have used present continuous tense in Hindi language. Now, English and Hindi share the same tenses, verb tenses. In terms of sentence structure, the subject, object, verb is used in Hindi. Now, I'm going to talk about nouns. There is no definite article the in Hindi. And if we talk about nouns, then there are two types of nouns. One is masculine nouns and other is feminine nouns. Masculine nouns are those that end in the final AA in the singular, which changes to E in the plural. For example, ladka means boy. It completely ends with AA in the end. Now, if we talk about feminine nouns that ends in double I or IYA in the singular, which form their plural in IYAAN. Like larki means girl, that is ending with double I in singular. Now I'm going to talk about adjectives. Adjectives are the words that describe or modify the person or thing in the sentence. There are also some prepositions in the Hindi. In the prepositions, the preposition comes after the noun or pronoun it qualifies. For example, in Delhi, it is in English, but in Hindi, it will be Dilli Mein. Till today, in Hindi, aaj tak. Now we talk about verbs. The verb must agree with its subject in both number and gender. In terms of verbs, the verb comes in the last in Hindi. For example, you speak. In Hindi, it will be aap bolte hain. Here, hai is verb, which is come in last of the sentence. Now we talk about vocabulary. Larka means boy. Larke, boys. Kamra, room. Kamre, rooms. Larki, girl. Larkiyan, girls. Phool, flowers. Thorns, kante. Dunya, world. Daulat, wealth. Somvar, Monday, Bazaar, market. Now, I'm going to talk about pronunciation. In pronunciation, each Devanagari character, that is consonant, ends in A. This is because in the absence of any other vowel sign, Devanagari script is followed by an inherent A sound. Thus, each Devanagari character represents a syllable. There are two features in Hindi characters that require special attention. One, there is a contrast between aspirated and non-aspirated consonants. And second, the contrast between dental and retroflex constants. If we talk about aspirated constants, then aspirated constants are those that are pronounced with an audible expulsion of breath. For example, kha, tha, ma, bhag, peena. In these words, the last A has a maximum audible expulsion of breath. If we talk about non-aspirated, then that are pronounced with minimal breath. For example, pin, skin, kit, stem. If we talk about dental, then in dental consonants, the tongue touches the upper front teeth. For example, eighth, breadth, width, length. And in the retroflex, the tip of the tongue is curled towards against the palate, like drum, true, blue, flu, glue. Now, I'm going to talk about some dialogue deliveries in Hindi. There are some of the dialogues that are related to Indian film industry, and we can also call it as Bollywood, which uses some of the romantic dialogues for showing love to his lover. For example, फूल मुरझा जाते हैं लेकिन कांटों से नहीं डरना चाहिए. In English, we said, flowers do not wither, but thorns stay over. Second example is दुनिया में प्यार की तरफ रहना चाहिए ना कि दौलत की तरफ. In English, in the world, stay on the side of love, not on the wealth side. On the whole, I hope you have learned some of the strategies that are related to Hindi language so that you can be a better speaker in Hindi language. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. Wow, we get love and linguistics in one lesson. So this is KSUB, and we'll be right back with the next language lesson. Stay tuned.